What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
On his way to the end zone.
I'll tell you what, that was a spectacular play.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
What a play! Off to the races! Touchdown! Oh, he's done it again!
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, Heath, and Ben.
What's up? Welcome to your mailbag. It's going to be a lot of fun today. Adam Azer with Dan Schneier and Jamie Eisenberg. We've got important injury updates. Talk to you about Julio Jones, Joe Mixon, PJ Walker maybe getting some reps at quarterback for Carolina. We'll talk to you about the Jets backfield. That'll be a very brief discussion. Looks like Mike Williams is going to play. We'll update you on Darren Waller and a couple of lousy starting quarterbacks. And Jamie, guess what? We've got Dan with another top 5 or 10 list. Is it going to be 5 or 10, Dan?
It's going to be 10. I can't limit this to 5. There's too many good ones.
All right. It's going to be his top 10 TV comedies.
Min 2, really. There's one really hot take. And then there's a second lukewarm take.
I've actually gone ahead and already guessed it. And okay. I'm going to send it to Jamie before Dan reveals his list. I think I'm going to get at least half of it. Since you and I are basically the same person, I'm just 5 years older. But we'll see. So, all right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. So, tight ends. We'll start with that. David Njoku and Harrison Bryant are out. So Austin Hooper is in play, and Darren Waller seems unlikely to play. Jamie, I know you're going to like Bryant. I think you're going to like Hooper rather better than Waller. Where are you ranking Austin Hooper?
I don't like Hooper better than Waller.
Better than Moreau. Jeez, I just woke up from a nap. I got to stop napping before the show.
You also just knocked yourself off of your video.
What happened there? You can hear me though, right?
We can hear you.
All right.
So actually, it's probably better. So I'm sure the audience likes this a little bit more. I like Hooper better than Kyle Pitts this week, so I would start Hooper over Pitts.
Oh man, I'm so zoomed out right now.
Wow.
See my vacuum and everything. It's my room with all my decorations on the wall. Okay, I'm back. Joe Mixon expected to play. Matt Rhule, a couple things coming out of Panthers world. First of all, Matt Rhule talking about Terrace Marshall, rookie wide receiver who hasn't done much, says he looks great right now, so maybe you want to stash him just for fun. And P.J. Walker could get some reps at quarterback. Schneier, is this enough to drop Cam Newton in the rankings?
In the rankings, sure. I thought you meant drop him altogether. Yeah. I mean, you got to be in a deeper league to have him right now in your roster anyway, in my mind. I think he's like the poor man's version of Taysom Hill for what we're trying to accomplish right now. So I'm not too enthused by Cam regardless, even in this matchup.
Okay. That's interesting because he is flirting with the top 12. So he's 12th for Jamie, 13th for Dave, 12th for Heath.
I understand. It's hard not to rank these Konami Code quarterbacks hard. I mean, high, I should say. But
you don't even know what
one I'm staying away.
You don't even know what Konami Code is.
It's a Rich Rebar creation.
It's a.
You know who Rich Rebar is?
Yeah, of course. He's been on the show like 6 times.
Yeah, I was just trying to catch you there. That would have been so good.
I'm pretty sure it's the old Nintendo thing.
Yeah, right. it's like the side,
get all
side,
the up, down, left, right, left, right, BA,
some kind of cheat code.
Select, start.
It's Contra code.
It's for Contra, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jamie nailed it.
It's for Contra.
I'm not worried about this PJ Walker thing. I think it's not going to affect him.
Okay, Contra was great. Fun game. Julio Jones practiced in full. If he plays, Jamie, where is he ranked?
I have him ranked all week where he's playing, so around 30, a receiver.
And Mike Williams. Is Mike Williams, for you, Dan, would be a top 20 option if Keenan Allen's out? Looks like Mike Williams is going to play.
Yeah, it looks like Williams is in, Allen out. He's definitely a top 20 option for me against this Giants team. I feel like they're going to be on offense a lot, so there's going to be a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, Mike Lennon starting for the Giants. Davis Mills going to start rest of season for the Texans. Allen Robinson's going to play. David Montgomery practiced in full. Joe Burrow is throwing as usual. Doesn't seem hampered right now by his little pinky. And Tevin Coleman is out. Jamie, who's the Jets running back to start?
Ty Johnson probably, but no one who's a must-start guy.
Cool. Let's get to our questions. We've got your emails and we've got your Apple Podcast questions as well, although I only saw one Apple Podcast question. So this is actually a great way to have your question answered on the air. Leave us an Apple Podcast 5-star review, please. And tell everybody why you like the show. Don't just ask a question, and then ask a question and we'll get it on our mailbag. Sunday, it is an NFL on CBS doubleheader with several huge games that will shape the playoff race. In the early matchups, it's all about division rivalries, with the Raiders taking on the Chiefs and the Ravens meeting the Browns. Then a fantastic matchup in Tampa when Josh Allen and the Bills hit the road to battle Tom Brady's Bucks. The action begins at noon Eastern with the NFL Today. Great games coming up this weekend on the NFL on CBS. Dan, give me a final score, Bills and Bucks.
I actually like the Bucks to roll in this one, so I'm going to go 31-17 Bucks.
Jamie?
I can certainly see it. I mean, the Bills have been struggling. They, they get pushed around by physical teams, as we saw against the Patriots, and I think you're going to see Tampa flex their muscles a little bit. So unless Josh Allen can pull out some heroics, I think they're in trouble.
This Tre'Davious White injury is going to be a lot bigger than people realize right now with Buffalo. It's going to hurt them the rest of the year.
Oh, you didn't hear Adam's joke. Tell your joke again.
I don't remember it. What was it?
That they scared the Patriots so much, they only threw the ball 3 times.
I don't remember what I said.
That's a horrible joke.
No, it wasn't, because it wasn't even a joke.
I expected to deliver more than that. You know, the bar
that
is set pretty low, but at least better than that.
Jamie just made a bad joke on my behalf. I don't see how that's fair.
I did not say it the same way you said it, but that was your joke.
Yeah.
Great joke, Adam.
Oh, shut up, Schneier. All right.
Nailed that one.
It's time for some emails here. This is from, I don't have a name. Sorry. It's from someone. He says, "Dear Morgan, Fryer, and Collins." Morgan, Fryer, and Collins.
Alex's.
No. Jamie, I thought it would be the only one who had a chance at getting this. These are wide receivers on the 1985 New England Patriots. I only know Fryer.
Haley Morgan.
Irving Fryer must be.
Irving Fryer. Oh, you said Fryer. I'm sorry.
Oh, you thought I said Pryor?
Yeah, I didn't know what you said.
Actually, I don't even know.
Alex Morgan and Alex Collins.
Sure. Alex Fryer. All right, PPR League, round one of the playoffs. Oh, boy. Pick two, Aaron Jones, Daryl Williams, Deontay Foreman, Amari Cooper, and Jalen Guyton. Pick two, Jones, Daryl Williams, Foreman, Cooper, Guyton.
Cooper and Jones for me.
Yeah, it's definitely Cooper and Jones for me. I'm much higher on Jones, I think, than consensus this week. I think that's a perfect game script for both Jones and Dylan to eat.
Oh, what a great segue. Shane says his favorite podcast episode of the week is the mailbag. He listens to us on his Saturday morning run. Where does he run?
Yeah.
So far away. All night and day. Why is it an automatic ranking it's a song, Dan.
So is that from that band you had the ringtone of during college?
No.
Nobody's ever heard of.
Who sings that, Jamie? I ran so far away.
Does that band know how much you like them? You're like their biggest fan. I hope they are well aware. Obviously, they're disbanded by now. No one had ever heard of them to begin with. But I hope they know.
They're Phantom Planet, and you're wrong about them. They're decent. Okay. Who the heck sang I Ran So Far Away? Some great 80s band. Why is it? Somebody in the chat, please. Flock of Seagulls. Thank you. Why is it an automatic?
Your hair is almost getting Flock of Seagulls if you let it keep going.
We're getting a cut tonight. Why is it an automatic ranking of Aaron?
Going someplace, or is your wife doing it?
No, Allie's doing it. Why is it an automatic ranking of Aaron Jones over AJ Dillon?
It's not an automatic ranking. Dave has it ranked the other way. Yeah. So I think it's just a matter of how you think they're going to, use both guys, how the game will go. As Dan said, the game script, I think, favors both of them. I just think that Aaron Jones did not do anything to lose his job. And the last game was, I think, more of an indication of not 100% healthy. Game flow didn't necessarily dictate Aaron Jones having to do very much. He should be 100% healthy and should get back to being the lead guy. But I think it's still a 60-40 type of situation.
Okay. Dan, I want you to weigh in on it, Dan, because you said that you think it's going to be a good game script for both of them to eat.
Yeah, I actually have them both as, if I was ranking them, I would have them both as top 12 options. I'm on the Dave side of this, so I slightly give Dylan the edge just because I think it's going to be such a huge lead in that second half that they can kind of just lean on Dylan.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. I'm distracted. I'm trying to help a listener who's emailing me right now, but I think it's going to have to wait until after the show. Sorry about that. Ryan from the home of the Mud Hens and Walleye. I don't know what that means. Toledo?
Yes.
In my home league, 22 years old, I have Antonio Gibson and Terry McLaurin on my team. While I tend to have other options that are fairly close and even in the rankings at both running back and wide receiver, do any of you have concern over starting two players from the same team? I drafted these two and have been playing them basically all year, so I've survived and appear to have a good shot at the playoffs. That would be McLaurin and Gibson.
I mean, it obviously comes down to who else you have on your team. You know, in this particular instance, I think, you know, just in a vacuum, you'd be pretty happy if you start Justin Jefferson and Dalvin Cook most weeks, Najee Harris and Deontay Johnson most weeks, you know, players like that. But in the case of these two, you know, the game script kind of dictates who's going to be better one or the other. For this week, I have no problem starting both. Most weeks, I have no problem starting both. But if you have other options, I would probably consider benching McLaurin much more so than benching Antonio Gibson.
Okay. Next email. Again, the email address, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. That is the letter I. This is from Rodney in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Mark, Martha, Alan, Nina, and JJ. I don't have a clue.
One of these. One day, one time, I want to be the one who just jumps right out with the right answer.
Yeah, Mark, Martha, Alan, Nina, and JJ.
The only Martha I know is...
The only Martha I think of is Martha's Vineyard.
Well, I think of Martha as both Superman and Batman's mothers.
Hmm. Martha. These are the, I think, original MTV VJs. Interesting. Okay. Martha Quinn, Mark Goodman, Nina Blackwood, Alan Hunter, and J.J. Jackson. And
what about Downtown Julie Brown?
Some of them... I don't know if she was one of the originals. Some of them were are on Sirius XM. Mark Goodman and Nina Blackwood, and I think Alan Hunter, too. Yeah, they're fun. They're good. Okay, the question is, who are you starting in standard non-PPR 12-team leagues? Pick three of these four. DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Jeudy, Hunter Renfro, and Josh Reynolds. Who are you sitting? It's non-PPR.
I don't want to always answer first, so I'm going to let Dan go.
Okay, so we're sitting one, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Hopkins, Jeudy, Renfro, and what was the fourth?
Josh Reynolds.
So I'm locking in Hopkins regardless of the target share. The rest of these options aren't great in my mind. I think I don't want to say I trust Reynolds right now. So I think I'm sitting Reynolds.
Okay. Pick two running backs, non-PPR. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Darrell Henderson, Chase Edmonds.
Ooh. I'm going to go Clyde, my boy, who I don't like. But I've fallen off the bandwagon there a bit, but I still think he's the best option of these. And then it's a matter of, like, what do you trust what Sean McVay said last week about how he really wants to get Sony Michel involved? And Darrell Henderson will still be a little part of the offense, but I don't know if I trust that. I think it's still a big piece of that backfield will go to Henderson. So I'll go Henderson as well.
You'll know because you have the two guys Monday night. So you just make a decision on when we get there, you know. So if Edmonds is inactive and Henderson's active and playing, then you just play Henderson.
Right.
If they're both active and we don't have any update, then I would probably lean toward Edmonds, to be honest with you.
Rodney also wants to know, what are your thoughts on playoffs involving consolation games? In my leagues, I've used two additional playoff brackets to reduce tanking by awarding draft positions based on finish. The bottom eight teams are reseeded based on points, and the bottom four teams play for the first four picks in next year's draft, and 5 for 8 play for those picks. Yada yada yada. So
it's the winner of the consolation bracket gets the first seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have no problem
didn't he just say that he's leaving 5 through 8 out? So you're actually penalized for finishing closer to the playoffs?
No. The bottom 8 teams are... What is this, a 16-team, a 12-team league? The bottom 8 teams are reseeded based on points. The bottom 4 teams play for the first 4 picks, and then the next 4 teams play for 5 through 8.
Right, the bottom four teams.
It's 8 teams get in, right?
To the consolation?
It sounds like he's saying 8 through 12 are playing, or 9 through 12 are playing for the first 4 picks, and then if you're 5 through 8, you just get...
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So...
Why?
So 4 teams get in.
Yeah.
The worst 4 teams are competing for 1 through 4. And then the next 4 teams are competing 5 through 8 for draft.
Okay. Yeah, it's like NFL draft style.
All right. So next, I like consolation bracket, but here's the thing. What are our waiver wire rules for consolation bracket?
Exactly. That's the problem with consolation bracket. It messes with the people left in the playoffs from the waiver standpoint.
You could just say you can't
lineups are locked.
Yeah, lineups are like, you can't make any moves.
Okay.
Another option would be you can't make any moves until Saturday or something like that.
Well, it's also you want people to make their you want their lineups to be right because you don't want somebody to they want their lineups to be right because you're trying to compete for the top spot. But you know, I think if you're locking in their lineups, then that should be what it is.
All right, let's see if you can get this one, Dan. I really hope you can. I mean, this would be so embarrassing if you can't. This is from Cousin Eddie. Dear Clark, Ellen, Audrey, and Russell.
Clark, Kent.
Just stop. This is so embarrassing.
Clark, Ellen, Audrey, and Russell. Is that Cheers? Frasier?
It is Cheers and Frasier, actually. It's very good. Now it's Christmas Vacation. Come on. It's Vacation.
No, I've never seen Christmas Vacation.
It's Vacation, yeah. You've never seen Christmas Vacation? Turn on. Hey, I have a piece of advice for you. Turn on TV this month. You will see Christmas Vacation. It's terrific.
Says the guy who's never watched Wolf of Wall Street.
You think that it's as bad to have not seen Wolf of Wall Street as Christmas Vacation? You should see, for the amount of times that anyone has seen Wolf of Wall Street, you should have seen Christmas Vacation 10 times. That is how many, that is a movie that you've seen 100. It's one of those movies.
This is actually a pretty fair take by you, so I'm just going to back down.
Thank you. All right. Cousin Eddie is in the playoffs, but he wants a first round bye. Is he starting Antonio Gibson? Oh, no. Is he starting David Montgomery or Saquon Barkley, half PPR?
I am starting. I'll take this first. I'm going to go Barkley in this because I have concerns about I know David Montgomery's cleared despite dealing with 3 separate injuries. But if the Bears are getting blown out in this game, as I think they will, are they going to lean on Montgomery in the second half of that game? That scares me. And I know Barkley's been terrible. And I know the Giants have Mike Glennon coming back in here. The Chargers defense hasn't been phenomenal at this point. So I would actually go Barkley in this.
I would go Barkley as well, despite Adam calling the Chargers the best run defense in the NFL ever.
They're the best run defense in the NFL ever?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how many times.
Adam thinks it's the best run defense he's ever seen.
I don't know how many times he's going to misquote me. They are giving up 3.9 yards per carry to running backs in their last 6 games. That coincides with starting defensive tackle Justin Jones coming back from an injury. He missed almost the entire first half of the season. So since he's come back, 3.9 yards per carry to running backs. Before that, it was probably something like 4.8. They were dreadful. They still give up a touchdown every game, but they do not, with him and now Linval Joseph expected back, they do not have a bad run defense anymore.
Adam thinks that the 85 Bears, yeah. The 90, no, sorry, 2000 Ravens, and the 2021 Chargers are the best defenses.
Don't forget the 2020 Bucks.
That's right.
Ariella has never seen Christmas
Thank
Vacation.
You, Ariella. Man. Thank All you. Right. You know?
Ariella is 6.
All right, let's get from Chase from a city with
There's
a big...
There's so much hate for the millennials on here. I think I'm just borderline millennial, and Adam's just out of that.
No, I think
There's
I'm a millennial.
A lot of hate.
I think I'm a millennial.
Are Chase, you still in that bucket?
Yeah. Okay. Chase from a city with a big sign.
Hollywood.
Probably Hollywood. All right, let's see if you can get this one, Dan. Dear Tony, Steve, Bruce, and Peter.
Tony, Steve.
It's not football. It's movies. It's multimedia. Tony, Steve, Bruce, and Peter.
It's not Tony's multimedia.
I mean, they're Steve all over the place. It's books. It's movies. It's
the Avengers.
But it's, yeah, I mean, they have everything. All right. Half PPR, Jamar Chase, Tyler Lockett.
Oh, Tony Stark. Ah, damn it. I could have gotten that.
No, you couldn't have. Jamar Chase, Tyler Lockett.
Adam wouldn't have gotten
Odell
that.
Beckham. Up. I got it. I've been reading about Bruce Banner all
week. That's a bad mess.
All right, come on, guys. Half PPR, Chase, Lockett, or Beckham?
Lockett.
Yeah, I think I would lean Lockett too.
Crazy idea. I have both Hockenson and Kittle in a non-PPR league. Should I start Kittle at tight end and Hockenson at flex, or should I start one of these guys over Hockenson? Daryl Williams, Jerry Jeudy, Sony Michel, non-PPR.
I mean, Michel makes the most
sense. Yeah, I still like Michel there.
Okay. Okay, from Chris in Denver. Where does the king keep his armies?
Is this a joke?
King keep his what?
His armies. Yeah, it's a joke.
I know. I'm trying to.
King keep his armies.
This is a bad joke.
Is it worse than your Tre'Davious White joke?
It's worse than your Tre'Davious White joke. In his.
If anybody wants to go back and listen to the Friday show, they'll hear your terrible Tre'Davious White joke.
I don't even remember. I don't even know what your. Where does the king keep his armies? In his in his sleeveys.
In his what?
His sleeveys.
Oh, that is a really bad joke. I'm sorry
yes,
to say.
It's terrible. All right, start a flex. 10 team non-PPR. James Robinson, Deontay Foreman, or T. Higgins?
Non-PPR?
Yeah.
Foreman.
Ooh.
I think that's the safest play. I might still go Higgins, though.
Okay, from Allen. I have a plethora of backup running backs, and I need help deciding who to choose. I won't even ask Dan what movie Plethora is from. I wrote on Thursday, so injury news might be different, but pick two.
A movie that's noted to Plethora?
Of course.
You just picked up one word and it expects someone to know what movie that's from Plethora?
Of course. If you've seen the movie, if you've seen Three Amigos.
Let's poll the chat. Let's see how many people can just pick up word and then name the movie.
Three Amigos.
I wouldn't remember that from Three Amigos.
Three Amigos has a hilarious scene all about the word Plethora. It's a very funny scene.
This is kind of like with Dodgeball where you have that weird one scene you think is funny and no one else does.
No. This is actually, I would argue it's the most well-known part of the movie Three Amigos. Pick two.
I don't remember it that well to remember. Sorry.
Yeah, it's great. Pick two in full PPR.
Have you seen A League of Their Own?
Can you just let me read the question? Hold on. Tony Pollard.
I haven't seen a lot of movies.
Jeff Wilson, Jermichael Hasty, or Sony Michel. Pick two.
Pollard, Hasty, Michel, and who was the other one?
Jeff Wilson.
Oh, I think I'm on Wilson Michel here.
I agree.
You've never seen A League of Their Own, huh?
No, I'm bad with movies. I'm great with shows, bad with movies.
Adam is crazy for the one word scene. No, come
on. Thank you. Thank you, Justin.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Plethora.
A lot of people on my side in the chat today. Feels good.
It's really funny. It's
Justin Ariella, shout out to you guys.
Adam kind of looks like Dusty Bottoms. That is from that's Chevy Chase's character in Three Amigos. I'll take that. All right. From Sean. Who do I start in PPR? Give me two running backs and a flex. Let's start with the running backs. Javonte, Chuba Hubbard, Daryl Henderson, Zeke. Jamie, give me two.
Javonte and Zeke.
Easy, same.
And a flex. Hubbard, Henderson, Elijah Moore, Cole Beasley.
Elijah Moore if he plays, but he may have already been ruled out as we're talking. I saw Emmanuel Sanders in that practice on Friday, which is interesting. So that could help Beasley a little bit. So I'll probably go whoever the receiver that's healthy there, Moore or Beasley.
Okay.
I agree.
This is Nick.
Can't go Henderson.
Should I continue to stash Derrick Henry with the hope he comes back in the fantasy playoffs?
Do you have an IR spot?
Right.
No, he does not.
And it comes down to how deep your bench is. If you have only five bench, I would say no. If you have a six-man bench or bigger, I'd say yes.
Okay.
Okay.
From Nick, half PPR, 10 points for a rushing touchdown.
Whoa.
8 points for a receiving touchdown and 6 points for a passing touchdown.
Okay.
All right. Sit one. Barkley, Aaron Jones, Chris Godwin, Marquise Brown, Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, and Davante Adams.
Whew.
Boy, I answered Nick's question in the email, but I didn't see that weird scoring thing. So it's half PPR. and it's 10 points for a rushing touchdown, 8 for a receiving touchdown. You got Barkley, Aaron Jones, Chris Godwin, Marquise Brown, Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, and Davante Adams. Who are you sitting?
Marquise Brown for me, for sure.
Yeah, Barkley for me.
I originally said Barkley, but I wonder if
Barkley can get a random touchdown in this game.
That's kind of so what I was...
Marquise Brown.
Yeah,
I'm going to sit Barkley.
Probably has a better chance, Marquise Brown.
Barkley has 3 touchdowns this year.
Yeah, right. But he hasn't played that much.
Yeah, but he's played what? He's played 7 healthy games. He has 3 touchdowns. Hmm. Okay, so that brings us to a really nice round of Fantasy Cops today. Good stuff on the Fantasy Cops questions. So this one comes from Opie. I have an etiquette question. I'm going to pose it 2 ways to see if it changes your answer. First way. Sunday morning, I noticed that my opponent is starting a player who has been downgraded to out. Should I message my opponent and give them a heads up? What do you guys say?
No.
I mean,
I don't.
You playing against Dan? Because that's what Dan does in all of his leagues.
That's not what I do in all of my leagues. One league.
No, there's 2 that I've seen.
What's the second one? The TQB one.
Been in the auction league.
The auction league? Did that happen? First of all, I got stuck with bad. I have no quarterbacks. I can't find a quarterback on the waiver wire who's even starter worthy.
Oh, then it's okay to not set your lineup.
That are starting worthy.
What'd you say?
It's okay to not set your lineup.
There's no starting quarterbacks. Well, I looked today.
So this happened. I'm not going to message my opponent, so I would say no.
No way.
I was playing against Dan, who had Matt Ryan in his starting lineup and left Patrick Mahomes on his bench. Not that it mattered because the scoring was relatively even. But I saw you did that in that league. And then the league you're referencing is the 2 quarterback league, which, yes, there are no quarterbacks available. But I don't think you've made a move in that league in weeks. So you're probably going to kick that out of the league next season.
Jamie, this is my first year with anything over. Before this year, the most I ever done was 4 leagues. I'm in 12 leagues this year. No, 13. Most work. And I'm having trouble. It's no excuse. Play better. I need to regroup. There will be some firings that go on in my management. My front office is in disarray. There's a lot that needs to be discussed this offseason. I agree.
I mean, despite the fact you've had a pretty good season, so congratulations. It's good drafting. But
thank you. But not good management.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a screenshot.
Whatever. It can't be worse than Adam, who went back-to-back Texans in round 6 and 7.
Here's a screenshot of my matchup with Dan. I don't know if you can see it. No, I don't think
nobody. No one can see it. Bad use of prop. And you're also the one who drafts Texans in back-to-back rounds.
114-17 in the 2QB league. Dan,
how's that one league going, Adam, where you drafted 4 running backs in your first 5 picks?
It's not going well.
Miles Gaskin, Chase.
No, it was not. It was none of them.
Miles Gaskin in round 4. What a steal!
No, it was Derek. First of all, I think you're referring to mock drafts. I had a league where I went Henry, Barkley, Robert Woods, Gus Edwards. So that obviously is not going well. All right. So you don't have to tell your friends, or you don't have to tell your opponent to set his lineup. But here's number 2. I am the league commissioner, and Sunday morning I noticed that a team is starting a player who has been downgraded to out. Should I message them and give them a heads up? And if yes, then am I obligated to go through every matchup to check lineup so I don't disadvantage one team?
Your job as commissioner is not to manage other people's teams unless they are kicked out of the league or have some pressing issue or have asked you for any help. So, you know, this is the point, not just this week, the last few weeks where, you know, I need Adam to beat Dan to get into the playoffs, but Adam's not. Or Dan, you know, has, or whatever the scenario is.
Yeah.
You know, somebody needs to set their lineup to help me get a win. Then you could message that person and say, hey, set your lineup or help, you know, tell the commissioner. But the commissioner can't be responsible or shouldn't be responsible for going back and checking however many weeks that person hasn't set their lineup. It's just not the way to go. So if somebody sees that and there's evidence of it, then you probably have to replace that fantasy manager next season.
Well, remember it happened in our podcast league. We had a manager who just wasn't playing, wasn't making waiver claims, wasn't setting a lineup. And I almost had to replace him. This was week 4-ish. I had to write an email to him. He wasn't responding to me either. I had to write another email. I said, hey, man, I got to kick you out of the league. And eventually he came around and he started setting his lineup. All right, I hope we answered your question. So that brings us to the next Fantasy Cops. I think Dan might get this one. Hey, James, Kirk, Lars, and Cliff.
James,
no?
Kirk, Lars, and Cliff. Star Trek?
Metallica.
Lars is always the giveaway.
Yeah, yeah. I am in a 12-team...
Not a Metallica guy.
I'm not either, but I know them. I'm in a 12-team league. Going into week 14, I'm tied for 3rd. This week, I play the team that I'm tied with. The top 2 teams get a week 15 bye. Myself and my opponent both have a chance to slide into 2nd place. I have two tight ends. Both of them are on bye this week. I really don't want to drop someone on my roster to pick up a streaming tight end. My opponent, remember, they're tied for third place. They're going for the bye. My opponent needs to pick up a defense. I messaged him and I asked him if he would consider not starting a defense and I would not start a tight end this week. He agreed. We asked our commissioner what he thought and said it would require a league vote. We were voted against 3-7. No one could really give a good reason why we couldn't do this. What do you guys think? Is this collusion or strategic? It's not hurting anyone else, and we are both tied in the same position.
No,
I've done this once or twice where you know, so I see somebody else has defense not playing. I don't have a defense not playing. You know, I don't remember the circumstances, but I'm sure they were probably both good defenses or DSTs at the time. Yes, you should not have asked your commissioner. Nobody
agreed. Ronald nailed this one. Ronald hit the best. Why would you ever ask?
But that's good integrity.
Don't even make it a problem.
I don't know. This is a tough one. This is a gray area.
This is a tough one for you, Adam.
It feels wrong, but they're facing each other.
Right. And
so what do you think? It's okay?
Posing the question, I don't know what the defense scoring is, but the tight end should outscore the defense.
So you guys are okay with this?
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'm okay with it. I just think you're opening up a can of worms here if you are allowing two managers to coordinate. And this feels a little bit like collusion, because what if they were doing this in a way where they were both in fifth and sixth place and they agreed to some type of lineup move that was going to keep the seventh place team from advancing?
It doesn't help them because it puts less points on the board.
I guess, but I just think in general,
the only teams that are at a disadvantage are the two of them themselves.
Right.
Two managers committing to, you know, working together to make lineup changes, I just think is wrong. But all right, we'll let it stand.
But I think
I just played the music. Come on, playing you off here. All right, when we come back, we're going to get Dan's top 10 TV comedies. I'm going to go ahead and send Jamie my guess on his list right now, and we will read your Apple Podcast question when we come back on Fantasy Football Today. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fantasy Football Today, our Saturday mailbag. All right, so Dan's got his top 10 TV comedies, and here is me sending my list to Jamie of my guesses. And you are up. Go ahead, Dan.
All right, hot takes will come eventually, not to start. I'm going to start with the show that started it all in my mind and led to a lot of what will be in my top five. This one comes in at 10. You're definitely not going to have guessed this. It's the Larry Sanders Show. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
You had told me that.
Incredible show.
Yeah, so you don't know the Konami code, but you know the Larry Sanders Show.
Yes, okay. I do, because the Larry Sanders Show, for those who haven't seen it, if you like some of the other things I'll have ranked high in this list, I don't want to spoil it, check out the Larry Sanders Show because it led to a lot of these comedies in my mind. Coming in at 9, and I'm so happy it's coming back for another season. It's Party Down. Only a couple seasons. A lot of people don't know it. Incredibly funny show that was on Stars. As a lot of the actors you love today. Great show.
Never heard of
That's
it.
That's number 9.
All right.
Number 8, Modern Family.
Oh.
Very fun show. Wholesome. A lot of funny moments, though. Like, really good writing that comes together in a lot of the episodes. Underrated show. Coming in at 7, we got Community. Have you heard of that, Adam?
Yes, dude. The what is it? Like the paintball episodes.
Amazing.
They're comedy gold. Yeah, Community.
Some of these
really
episodes
good.
Are comedy gold. I like this. The one I liked the best was the one where they kept rolling the dice and there was a different outcome that happened. And then finally, the last one is Troy walking in and the place is on fire. So
I don't remember.
Community
that.
Comes in at 7.
Okay.
Number 6 is Rick and Morty. And for some reason, Adam likes Community, but doesn't like Rick and Morty, though it's written by the same person.
I like Rick and
Morty. The jokes
are
very
fine. It's fine. It's fine. I laugh. It's a little, okay. you really need like a pen and paper if you're watching Rick and Morty. It's too smart for me. Go ahead.
Well, a show that's even smarter and you need even more of a pen and paper, you might need an actual Google Sheet up or a Google Doc up. Coming in at 5 is Veep. Which fires off at you maybe 3 jokes every 5 seconds in that show. 3 insults every 5 seconds. Hilarious show, Veep.
Okay.
Number 4, Arrested Development. Classic.
All right.
And here comes a hot take. Coming in at 3, Parks and Recreation, which I stand by, is a much considerably funnier and better show than The Office.
Yeah,
the American version of The Office.
So wrong, but
it's
I
such a correct take.
Do,
it's beyond belief. The Office
I do
has
like
maybe
it.
2 consistently funny characters, and one is the funniest character on either show. I'll give him that, Michael. But then there's Dwight, who's consistently funny. And after that, you're running low. Like Creed has some funny moments, I guess. All of them have some funny moments, but you don't have the scope of what Parks has. Parks has like 5 to 7 characters who are funny every episode. It also has the best guest characters. And
okay,
like,
all right. You know what? I can buy that argument, but basically. You're like, The Office has Tom Brady and Parks and Rec has Saquon Barkley, Kenny Galladay, Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram.
These guys are better. They're like Andy and Ron are better characters than the people you just mentioned. They're in the Aaron Rodgers. You know, some you can even say Andy Dwyer was a young Justin Herbert coming up and now he's made his way through Hollywood.
Like, I can't believe I left that off. I can't believe I left that off my guess list.
Yeah, that's
all
an easy 3. And then 1 and 2, I feel like this one could be obvious to some people who have listened or know me. Now, the order of these two is interesting. They used to be flipped for me. Number 2 is Curb Your Enthusiasm. Number 1 is Seinfeld. It used to be the opposite because I felt like Curb made me laugh more than Seinfeld, even though I thought Seinfeld's writing was tighter. But after rewatching both a lot recently before I go to sleep, I think Seinfeld's making me laugh a lot. So Seinfeld, better writing and funny, both amazing shows. And I will argue to the death that those who tell me, oh, I don't like Seinfeld, I don't like Curb, I don't like this humor, it's not for me. I hate to say it, but, and this is going to sound mean, I think it's just a little bit above your head. It's not funny. Just going to be honest.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'm not going to go that far. That's very funny. I got 5 of them. My thoughts for you was 10, Family Guy. Remember, this is not my list. This is Dan.
Family Guy. Have you seen the South Park episode where the manatees just destroy
of course,
the entire humor?
The manatee balls,
one of the
of course.
Worst show. That's way off my list.
All right, 10, Family Guy, 9, Veep, 8, South Park. I don't know how that didn't make your list. 7, New Girl, 6, The Office, 5, Eastbound and Down. And then I started cleaning up a little bit. 4, Curb, 3, Rick and Morty, 2, Arrested Development. I really thought you were going to have that. And 1, Seinfeld. Oh, you had it. Yeah, you had it 4.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got number 1. I got 5.
You got a lot.
Yeah. Jamie, what are your top 5?
I don't know. I haven't given much thought. Seinfeld, definitely.
You like Friends. You're a Friends guy.
I'm a Friends guy.
Do you like Friends? Because like Friends is more of like the dramedy. Do you like it overall, or do you think it's like legit one of the funniest shows?
I don't think it's
funniest
shows. I just like the show.
Okay.
The Office is funny. The Office, well, I mean, for me, it's Simpsons. Simpsons, South Park are probably. No, Simpsons, Office, Seinfeld. Yeah, it's tough. It's a mix. Top 5
you like
is
cartoons,
me.
You're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somehow doesn't like Rick and Morty.
It's not that I don't like it. I don't know, man. It's a good list. It's a good. I can't believe I forgot about both Modern Family and Parks and Rec. They're great. Never seen Cheers, I assume.
No, but actually, Adi has been telling me it's one of the funniest shows of all time, and I'm missing
Cheers,
out.
Cheers would be on my list.
He's a huge Cheers fan.
Yeah, I think the hot take might be Taxi is better than Cheers. What do you think,
Taxi?
Jimmy?
I've never even heard of Taxi.
You should see the that's not
Taxi
crazy.
Driver. That's a great movie. I've never heard of Taxi the show.
The cast of Taxi is amazing.
Just please one thing, Adam. Don't tell me you like Frasier, because that to me just stands alone as one of the worst developed shows. Like, what, that show is just about some rich guy who lives in New York. It's like unbelievable. Like, so out of touch.
The thing about Frasier, Dan, is that he lives in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. It's Seattle? I've never seen it, but it's just like about a rich guy.
You've never seen it? It's very funny. The thing about Frasier,
time with that show.
The reason why you don't like it is because it's a little over your head. You're not.
Well said.
All right. One more question here from Apple Podcast, Gambino Mafia. Start two in PPR, Elijah Moore, Amari Cooper, Darnell Mooney. Obviously, you're going to sit Moore if he's out, but if Moore plays, Moore, Cooper, Mooney.
Moore and Cooper.
Yeah, even though I think Mooney could be sneaky with Fields back, but still going the same pick.
And pick a tight end if Darren Waller's out, Tyler Conklin, Foster Moreau, Evan Ingram, or Cole Kmet?
Whew.
I'll go Kmet.
I'm going to go Ingram because I do like how Freddie Kitchens has been using Ingram, especially last game. Obviously, the Giants didn't generate that much offense for him to be some kind of great play, but they're using him more vertically, so I'm going to go Ingram.
All right, my official top five TV comedies.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Definitely Simpsons 1. I'm going to go with The Office 2. South Park 3. Arrested Development 4. And...
No Seinfeld?
You're going to get Seinfeld in there or Curb?
I'm going to take...
I think you're just doing this just to spite me. At this
Family point. Guy 5. Even though it became the truly worst show I've ever seen. But
I can't
when it
believe
was
you'd
good,
ever put Family Guy over Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I don't get excited to watch Seinfeld. Seinfeld's
painful,
on.
Painful
to
even hear.
I don't seek out Seinfeld.
Didn't you see? What do you agree with the South Park episode where it's just literally unravels the entire writing of Family Guy?
Yeah, it's really, really true. But the first few seasons, maybe five seasons of Family Guy are. Laugh out loud, choking to death. I'm laughing so hard, funny. It's that good. Seinfeld never gets me to laugh that hard, I don't think.
Okay.
But, you know, it's easier when you're crude like Family Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Good show, guys. Boy, Jacob Gibbs is going to be pissed off at me. He's been waiting. Hop on over to FFT in 5, and we'll talk to you there. We got some advanced stats with Jacob Gibbs. If you're watching on YouTube, just head on over there. And thanks so much, everybody, for watching and listening. Have a great weekend. Make the playoffs. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.